Gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this terrific Thursday, August 13th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, as always. You, my radio family, radio audience out there in Radio Land, you can text me anytime you want. But during the show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, greatly appreciate it if you keep it on topic to the conversation. Any breaking stories, short text messages that you like to send to me, greatly appreciate it. Hold off on videos and hold off on long, long, long stories. Greatly appreciate if you would do that. Again, the number 231-360-5140. Trucker Randy, store that in your phone, 231-360-5140. Trucker Randy, yourdefendingfathers.com is the website for the show. Greatly, greatly appreciate if you would do that. Anytime you hear me talking about links, phone numbers, people that I want to refer to you guys, want you to go to the website, for example, 10xvotes.com. I want you to go there. I want you to create an account. I want you to search for 10 of your friends that you know are Republicans. Check their names on this database, on this website, 10xvotes.com, and see if your friends are listed there. If they are, they're low propensity voters. What does that mean? What it means is they don't vote in midterm elections. That means they only vote in presidential elections. They skip midterms. This midterm is different. And let me tell you why. It's different because we are electing, for the first time in a long time, a new governor and a new U.S. senator. It is critically, critically, critically important that Republicans turn out and vote in November. Even you independents out there, you hate the Republicans just as much as the Democrats? Come join us. Haley Stevens supporters, if you voted for a Haley Stevens in your primary who narrowly lost to Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed and feel that you're not being treated right by him and his campaign, you need to vote for Mike Rogers. you need to help us defeat El Sayed in November. This is something that we need to do together. So text me again, 231-360-5140. Haley Stevens supporters, join us. Help us turn out the Republican vote to defeat El Sayed. I will, if you text me 10X, I will send you the link directly to your phone where you can create an account, just your name, your phone number, and an email address. Create an account and then search for 10 friends. If they're on the list, call them. They got to vote on November 3rd. Absentee ballots go out on September 19th. Wow, it's coming quick. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one. Breaking news story. Republican gubernatorial candidate John James announced this morning his running mate, lieutenant governor candidate, that he's going to put up at the state convention. Former St. Clair County clerk who ran elections for 12 years in a major county in Southeast Michigan, state representative, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jay DeBoyer. On a Twitter X post, John James wrote this just 57 minutes ago. I am choosing Jay DeBoyer as my running mate because he has run a business, served in local government, state government, and has overseen elections. He knows how to work with both parties in the legislature to get things done. Jay DeBoyer embodies the West Point Honor Code principles that I expect in my administration. Restoring integrity, competence, and trust in state government. He will lead the fight against corruption, fraud, waste, abuse, and protecting core services while fixing what's broken. Michigan deserves a good government as its people focuses on excellent schools, safer streets, and an affordable Michigan. Jay will help us deliver it. I'm making this real simple for me. With him picking Jay DeBoyer as his lieutenant governor, that's who I'm voting for. I'm voting for Jay DeBoyer. John James, is this a byproduct? Jay DeBoyer will make a great governor of the state of Michigan after John James is gone. This pick is 1,000% excellent. Love it. Right there, reposted it. Absolutely awesome pick. I thought maybe perhaps he might be going with Eric Nesbitt, who ran against him in the primary for governor but dropped out and endorsed him. Shocker. Absolute shocker that he did not pick Eric Nesbitt, but going with Jay DeBoyer. Folks, Jay was a county clerk, one of 83 county clerks for 12 years in St. Clair County, administering, overseeing elections in his county. Absolutely fantastic pick. Kudos to John James. Because I'm voting for Jay DeBoyer. On the ballot, that's who I'm voting for. That is a fantastic pick. Wow. One thing that was really, really interesting. This is too funny. Jocelyn Benson sat down with this moderate and was discussing taxes, income tax, sales tax, property taxes, talking about all of it. And guess what? This is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jocelyn Benson doesn't know what our state income tax rate is. She has no idea. This is so funny that this is just, I'm actually shocked that she doesn't know this. Because in the process of sitting down with this guy, she's talking about things in taxes that she doesn't even understand. She has no clue what she's even talking about. But because she's a candidate Democrat for governor, she's got to start answering these questions people ask of her. You know what? I'm going to pull this up. How can I do this? I want to be able to play this. If I share that and I do it with a copy the link. Okay, that's copied there. Now text it over here. You know what? I think I can do this. I can do this. This is amazing. And you know what is even more interesting to this whole conversation? SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Her involvement with the Southern Poverty Law Center is starting to crumble around her. Justice Department indicting board members, of which Jocelyn Benson also was back in the day a board member. She and her cohorts are going down. Also, breaking news this morning, and I'm going to reach out to him and see if I can get him on the show. Former Attorney General candidate Kevin Kiesky filed a 156-page lawsuit against Jocelyn Benson. The lawsuit is about her rules and orders against township, city, village, and county clerks regarding the August 4th primary. As of just 2 days ago, Tuesday, August the 11th, clerks in this state were supposed to remove the election results from the primary on August 4th. Delete them completely out of their poll books and out of their tabulators and all of their voting information systems. Except there's one problem, Jocelyn. This was a federal election. Well, no, it wasn't, Randy. It was just our state. It wasn't a federal election like president election across the entire country. It was only in our state, August 4th, a week ago Tuesday. No. It was a federal election, folks, because we had a U.S. Senate race. U.S. senators' candidates were on the ballot. Mike Rogers representing the Republicans. The fight between Haley Stevens and Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed for the Democrats. Additionally, U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman, Justin Michael, Matthew Denotter, and every single other U.S. congressman in Washington, D.C. was on the ballot for re-election or election. Therefore, that becomes, as technically, legally defined, a federal election. Well, guess what federal election laws say? Clerks must maintain all of the election records for 22 months for almost 2 years before the next federal election, which will be the presidential election in 2028. The clerks have to keep those records for 22 months. Then they clear out their information of this year's 26 election to prepare for the presidential election in 2028. If these township, city, and village clerks, 1,573 of them, delete the information out of their tabulators, their poll books, their data collection systems. They are violating not state law, they're violating federal law, which is a felony, which they could go to prison for if they follow Jocelyn Benson's rules that she's put out for administering and overseeing this year's election, of which she's running for governor. Kevin Kieske filed a lawsuit yesterday, texting with him back and forth last night. He said he got a very conservative rule of law constitutional judge, Reardon, assigned to the case. It was the luck of the draw. Four potential judges, he got the most conservative, he got the most rule of law judge of them all. I'm going to reach out to Kevin and see if he can come on the show today to talk about it. If not, I have the post pulled up. Folks, this is a game changer. These rules that he's challenging in court are going to be overturned and completely change the way November's election is going to be administered. The records will not be destroyed. Benson will be handed a major defeat. This is going to be awesome when the judge rules in Kevin Kieske's favor. He has a township clerk as his plaintiff. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. This is going to be amazing. So with John James picking Jay DeBoyer to be his lieutenant governor running mate is perfect. Why? Because Jay is on the ballot as reelecting himself to the state house, but he's now a nominee for lieutenant governor running with John James, the Republican gubernatorial candidate. Not sure exactly with it being a lieutenant governor. I don't know if Jay can run for re-election as a state rep or not. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask Kevin Kieske that very question. Unbelievable, exciting day happening today for we the people, conservative patriots in Michigan. Things are happening at breakneck speed, and man, this is going to be amazing. Absolutely. Just rocket ship. Put on your seatbelts, folks, because they're getting ready to punch it. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.